Blog Talk Radio.
Chicago, sponsored by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am your host and the founder of Momentum. I am a board-certified holistic health coach, as well as a certified personal trainer. You have questions about health, nutrition, and fitness, and we have answers. Every week, we scour the internet looking for the most commonly asked questions about fitness and health, and we make sure that we can answer them for you. So tune in here every week at 3 p.m. Central Time or listen archived. And now you can watch us on Periscope live stream, and soon we'll be adding a live stream for Facebook and YouTube live stream as well. But otherwise, we will be here 3 p.m. Central Time, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, look for WellFit Radio Chicago, and listen to any of our episodes archived at any time. So sometime in the 80s, we decided that fat was bad for us. So there was this crusade that against fat that resulted in tons of fat-free products and crazy fat-free diets. I talk about them all the time in front of small groups and large groups, and it kind of makes sense. I mean, when you think about it, well, you know, if we want to lose weight, we want to eat less calories, and fat has 9 calories per gram, and carbohydrates and protein have 4 calories per gram. So that's kind of where that misconception started, that we needed to have less fat so we'd consume less calories, and that fat directly made us carry more fat on our bodies. Well, the problem is your body needs fat to survive, and it's different for men and for women as far as what percentage, because there is an essential level of body fat, but your body also uses fat to metabolize and use and absorb certain vitamins, minerals, and nutrients. You'll notice a lot of times if you take a vitamin, it always says you want to take your vitamin with food. It's because, well, your body needs that fat to absorb the nutrients that are in the vitamins. Now, it's just a matter of getting the right fats to fuel your metabolism correctly. And it isn't as simple as, you know, unsaturated versus saturated fats either. So let's look at this complicated scenario and see what we can make of it. All right, so today you're going to get all the facts on fat right here today. So the big thing out there is there's many kinds of fats. There's 4 kinds of fats specifically, or major names for fats, and those are your saturated fats, your monounsaturated fats, your polyunsaturated fats, and your trans fatty acids. And you can even break saturated fats down into 2 types of fat, and that's where I want to start. So saturated fats are solid at room temperature. They chemically consist of carbon atoms that are saturated with hydrogen atoms. Now, the problem with them is they can potentially increase the risk of heart disease, potentially, because opinions are mixed. So you can get your saturated fats from beef, poultry, pork, cow's milk, coconut, avocado, palm oil, and full-fat dairy. So those are your sources. Now, opinions are mixed, but it's generally recommended to limit your consumption of red meats and butter. Well, why is that? Well, because when you get saturated fats from an animal source, you are getting a long-chain triglyceride, which can have a negative effect on your waistline, especially if you're eating it in large quantities. So that's why they say limit, not necessarily get rid of, but limit. But now when you're eating something like avocados or coconut, you're actually getting a medium-chain triglyceride, which is still another kind of saturated fat, but it actually has a slimming effect on your waistline as well. Now, it's not okay to just go overboard. We often get wrapped up in this, a little is good, so more must be better, right? No, you still, because it is a saturated fat, and you're still worried somewhat about your calorie content, that you still want to keep your saturated fats, like coconut oil and stuff like that, to about 1 or 2 tablespoons. An avocado a day is fine as well. So those are your saturated fats. You've got 2 kinds. You've got the kinds that come from animals, which is the long-chain triglyceride, and then you have the medium-chain triglyceride, which actually has a negative effect on your belly. So limit your consumption of red meats and butter. But you can still get away with having the coconut and especially some avocado. And you're going to hear avocados come up a lot in the next 10 minutes here. So next are your unsaturated fats. You've got monounsaturated fats. You've got polyunsaturated fats. Your monounsaturated fats, they're liquid at room temperature, but they do become solid when chilled. That's how you know that it's a real fat. Now, they raise your HDL, your good cholesterol, and your bad cholesterol. This is generally considered heart healthy. Now, you get your monounsaturated fats from avocados, olives, olive oil, nuts, sunflower oil, sunflower seeds, halibut, sable fish, mackerel, and vegetables are high in oleic acid. So they raise your good cholesterol and they lower your bad cholesterol, which is what we want. Now, these are generally considered heart-healthy foods, and these foods should be eaten daily. Again, avocados, olives, olive oil. And I'm going to give you a caveat with the olive oil. Use olive oil on salads. Don't cook with it. It has a very low smoking point and becomes carcinogenic, and that's a whole other topic. But make sure you're getting some nuts, your seeds, your halibut, sable fish, mackerel, those kinds of things. All right, how about your polyunsaturated fats? Again, these are liquid at room temperature and even when chilled, so they don't ever get that solid, like where it looks like lard. They raise your good cholesterol. They lower your bad cholesterol, and this is where you're going to get your omega-3 fatty acids from. They're considered anti-inflammatory and are associated with a lower risk of premature death. My notes here say lower risk of death, but you can't cheat death. You can lower raise your life expectancy with these omega-3s. You're going to get your omega-3s or your polyunsaturated fats from salmon, sardines, mackerel, herring, trout, fresh tuna, flaxseed, walnuts, flaxseed oil, and as well as organic soybean oil. Again, with your soybean oils and your flaxseed oils, try to use those more as toppings for a salad. Try not to cook with them. If you're going to cook with an oil, go back to that coconut oil because it has a higher smoking point, so it's not as likely to become carcinogenic when consumed. Now, again, these are considered heart healthy, so strive to eat cold water fish 3 times per week, and those plant-based polyunsaturated fats as often as possible. Now, the last kind of fat that's on our general list, and then we're going to break down the omegas a little bit further. So the last fat that's on there is your trans fatty acids, your trans fats. This is found in margarine, processed foods, candy, chips, soda, flaky pastries, and even some peanut butters. You have to read the label, which I'm going to go into in just a little bit. What these trans fats are is they are made to make products more shelf-stable. So most of them are created industrially by adding hydrogen bonds to liquid oils to make a more shelf-stable product. However, some trans fats occur naturally as well in beef, lamb, butterfat, as well as dairy. So the stuff that's industrially created, when they're adding that hydrogen atom to it, they raise your bad cholesterol and they lower your good cholesterol. So you're getting dinged twice here with your trans fats. And again, this is your chemically made trans fats. The trans fats that are found in beef, lamb, and butter and dairy, those trans fats, they will raise your they'll lower your good cholesterol, but they won't raise your bad cholesterol. So from a mechanical standpoint, from the industrially created trans fats, you want to stay away from them. Anything that has products with partially hydrogenated oils listed on the ingredients. You can't just turn your can around and look at it and go, oh, there's no trans fats in this. I'm good. There's no trans fats. Well, there's this tricky little law. there's this tricky little law. For those of you who saw it live, I took a sip of my my drink here. But anyway, there's this tricky little law that states that if there's less than half a gram of trans fat in a product, they don't have to label it. Because if we're coming out and saying, hey, trans fats are bad for you, and they label, oh, there's 0.49 grams of trans fat, then you're not going to buy it, and that hurts their sales. So you have to read the label, and you have to look for partially hydrogenated oils as well as just hydrogenated oils as well, whether it's partially, fully, whatever. You want to stay away from those trans fats. Again, you're going to find that in a lot of your processed foods, your French fries, your onion rings, all that stuff that you're going to find at a lot of fast food restaurants. Now, there's actually, in some states, I know in New York, possibly California too, it's illegal for your fast food restaurants to have added trans fats in their foods. I don't know how true that is for the rest of the country, but New York for sure. And I know Chicago, here in Chicago, they're playing with the idea as well. So when you're reading those labels, make sure you're looking past the, where it says trans fat and looking for that partially hydrogenated oils to find your trans fat. So how about these omega-3s? We know we're supposed to get omega-3s, but there's omega-3s, there's omega-6s, there's omega-9s. So these all fall underneath that polyunsaturated fats. So you're already a bit familiar with that, basically, because I just talked about it. But there are three different types of these omega fats, your 3s, your 6s, and your 9s. So 3s and 6s are classified as essential fatty acids because our bodies do not make them. So we have to get them through other foods. So your foods are going to be your herring, your sardines, your mackerel, your salmon, your chia seeds, which are great for you, your flax seeds, which are great for you, and microalgae. Those are all sources of specifically omega-3s. And what I like about the idea of the microalgae is, where do you think the fish get their omega-3s from? They eat algae, and that's where they get the omega-3s from. So I personally like to go straight to the source instead of taking a fish oil. I actually take a DHA, which is actually the microalgae itself, but also getting chia seeds, flax seeds, and then, of course, your fish sources as well if you're a fish eater. I myself am plant-based, so I always go with the plant-based options, and I'm perfectly fine. Your omega-6s, again, these are essential because your body cannot create them. Where do you get those from? Avocado, durum wheat, if you don't have any issues with gluten, flaxseed oil, hemp oil, soybean oil. Again, with soybean oil, please go organic, non-GMO. Acai berry, believe it or not, and cashews are your highest sources of some of these omega-6s. Now, you also have your omega-9s. These are not classified as essential fatty acids because these fats can be created by the body. So this includes oleic acid, uric acid, elaic acid, and nervonic acid as well. Your richest of your omega-9s is your olive oil and mustard seed as well. So there it is. That's the difference between good fats and bad fats. Again, keeping your saturated fats to a minimum, try and get them more from plant sources than from animal sources. And then making sure you know how to read the labels to stay away from your trans fats, even though it's not labeled. Remember, you're looking for partially hydrogenated oils. Now, next week, I'm going to be covering the difference between carbs and bad carbs. Until then, may you find your momentum.